The first word from the cross. To others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments.
As you are able. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, the glory of praying with our Master, the crucified, by praying for our enemies, and by forgiving them who wrong or despitefully use us, that we ourselves may better show forth the gift of your glorious pardon. For your endless mercy's sake. Amen. The second word from the cross. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, Truly I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise.
O Lord Jesus Christ, look upon us with those eyes of yours whereby you looked upon the criminal on the cross, that with him we may confess our sins and implore you humbly, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom, and by the same voice be comforted for your endless mercy's sake. Amen. The third word from the cross. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, whose love streaming from the bare cross entrusted your most beloved mother and disciple, each to the other, confirm us in the grace and glory of forgetting ourselves by constantly and tenderly attending to the healing of the sorrows of those whom you love. For your endless mercy's sake, amen. The fourth word from the cross. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down."
O Lord Jesus Christ, fill us with that faith of yours by which in the last agony you cry to your Father, my God, that no suffering, no sin, no shadow of doubt may darken our trust in God, nor separate us from your Father and my Father. For your endless mercy's sake, amen. the fifth word from the cross. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scriptures, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who thirsting upon the cross brought rivers out of the hard rock to lead humanity to living fountains of water, strengthen us both to desire and to drain your cup, that we may not thirst again, nor go elsewhere to drink. For your endless mercy's sake. Amen. The sixth word from the cross. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who by your bitter baptism into all humanity's woes accomplished all of your calling to bring many people into an eternal and joyful kingdom, baptize and renew us with your Spirit that we may bring to completion the work you have given us to do. For your endless mercy's sake. Amen. It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last.
O Lord Jesus Christ, impart to us the same trust that you have, unquestioning, complete, by which upon the very cross you tranquilly commended your spirit to your Father, that whatever takes place, we may recline in the same everlasting arms. For your endless mercy's sake. Amen.